Would ask County Board Member Brad Maxwell if you could please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, if you could call the roll. Okay, we do have a quorum. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the February 17th meeting.
So moved.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And we do have four speakers this evening, beginning with State Representative Katie Stewart, who is our first speaker. And Representative Stewart, we have a 3-minute time limit. Take your time. And the idea here is that at 2.5 minutes, I will sound the gavel, and that means you've got 30 seconds to go. Yes. And make sure it's turned on.
Okay.
There it is.
Hi. I'm State Representative Katie Stewart, and I was just taking some time to come today. We're on a little bit of a hiatus, I guess you would call it, from Springfield for a few weeks. That's the way that the calendar was written. And so I finally had an opportunity to come to the Madison County Board. I know I don't cover all of the county, but I do cover a pretty big portion of it, having here in Edwardsville and in Collinsville. Wanted to just let you know that I think the biggest thing that we're probably all worried about is our state budget. And going without one for quite a long time caused a lot of problems, and all of that stuff trickled down to the county level, which you folks then had to deal with. So we've been given the governor's budget proposal. So now the process is that our legislative leaders have chosen members of their caucuses to start in the negotiation phase of that, and that's going to be getting worked on. And hopefully when we go back on April 9th, we're going to get an update on where that progress is. And I assume that we're going to get a budget a lot faster than we did the last time and not go through the drawn out over 700 days without a budget. Another big thing that we're working on, and one of the committees that I serve on, is the fact that we're facing a real crisis in the state of Illinois with a teacher shortage. And it's very acute in some different areas of the state. And so we're trying to figure out how we deal with that and what can we do to attract and retain and train highly qualified teachers and keep them all over our state. One of the biggest things, problems right now that's of a critical nature is that we can't get substitute teachers all the time. So we sometimes have school districts where our administrators are pulled into the classroom for the entire day, so they're not able to actually perform their duties as administrators. So we're looking at some fast measures that we can take to address that in the short term, and then what can we do in the long term to attract highly qualified and excellent teachers in our classrooms. So those are some of the things that I'm working on. Want to encourage anybody in the area that has questions, please reach out to my office anytime. You can find updates and things on our Facebook page as well. We try to be very transparent and let people know what's going on. I know you have a busy meeting and a lot of speakers, so I'm going to end it there. Thank you for letting me talk to you today.
You mentioned that you thought the budget wouldn't be drawn out this year. What gives you hope that it won't be drawn out, number one? And are you willing to put pressure on your House leader?
I'm sorry, Mr. Wesley. There's not an opportunity for questions in this time period. Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
If we could go to the second speaker, Mr. Scheibel, former County Board Member Kent Scheibel. Mr. Scheibel, I'm sure you're well aware of the rules. Although you were talking to me about more than 3 minutes, you know that we do have a 3-minute limitation. And I will be sounding the gavel at 2.5.
I have a 10-minute speech. I'll do it in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
What I come to talk to you about is 130 miles of trails that we have throughout the county. I would like to suggest that we place sculptures along sites on various parts of these trails. I believe that what we could do is have sculptors go ahead and submit images with a fee to go ahead and be juried and selected for placement on the sites on these trails. The sculptors themselves would be responsible for setting up the sculpture and taking it down with usually within 1 year. This would allow us to do the whole thing over and over again. And they would be given a small stipend. The stipend would come from the fees that were taken for having the work juried, for sponsorship, and for a percentage of any sales that took place of their sculptors. Now, there's three things, that these sculptures would do. They would go ahead and have the benefits of, because they're 130 miles, education. We would have students that would be readily available to go see this. And for field trips, you wouldn't have to go 30 miles or 40 miles to St. Louis. You'd go see sculpture right in your own backyard. Not only that, but we'd have an economic impact if we did this on a yearly basis. Hotels, motels, bed and breakfasts, restaurants, eateries, they would all profit from this. Gas station, convenience stores. But not only that, new businesses. Businesses like bicycle rental shops would come into being. We would even have a possibility of bicycles that were not just two-wheeled bicycles, but three-wheeled or four-wheeled, like a carriage, where you have one person pedaling up front and a couple other people sitting in back. This would do my third point. It would bring more people to the trails than ever. We would even have the ability of having disabled people, old people like myself, that could get out on the trails and look at the work without having to ride the bike or pedal it. So this could be a big plus. Now, Madison County has a very close relative along the River Road, Grafton. They are spending $65,000 to have sculpture placed alongside their lighthouse for tourism. Yet this could be done almost free of charge. I would go ahead and mention that size matters. We have arches in St. Edwardsville here, but they're attached to McDonald's. If you want to see big arches, you go to St. Louis. They have a big arch. 130 miles of sculpture and art trails and a trail that you can ride a bike on, I think that would be great, and I think it's something we should look into. And I got in for it.
Thank you, Mr. Tribal. Next, the next speaker is Jean McGurk O'Brien. Is Jean McGurk O'Brien here? Don't rush. Again, the rules are 3 minutes, and I will be sounding the gavel at 2.5.
Hello. Thank you for your time. I'm Jean McGurk O'Brien. I'm a licensed clinical professional counselor working in Glen Carbon. I have significant concerns, although also some relief. There were nominees for the Mental Health Board last month, which were very inappropriate, only for reasons of advocating mental health treatment, which has been ordained by all of the physical and mental health associations as harmful, and also attempting to treat something that isn't even considered a mental health problem. So I'm greatly relieved that they are no longer on the list. Thank you. I have a second, though, issue, which is broader than that, but also related. It doesn't seem to me to be enough that the nominees are not inappropriate. In order to be appropriate, it would seem to me that this county needs to take mental health services for our residents seriously. And the fact that none of the current nominees, although I am certain significant and respectable professions and citizens in their own right, none have, to what I can find, any information, education, or experience in mental health services. Mental health is a widely diverse and complex area. And if we're talking about mental health and addictions and cognitive disabilities, it gets more and more complex. It seems to me that this county needs to take this area seriously. None of the current mental health board members, to my knowledge, have any mental health background, education, or experience. That seems ridiculous to me. How can we be taking these issues that are significant to our county seriously when we are not staffing the boards with people who know something about the issues? So the complexity of this would seem, not that everyone on the board would need to be having significant background, but surely there needs to be some level of people on that board who understand the complexity of mental health issues. There's a wide range, and you can pull from a huge pool of people who have been in the field, worked in the field, and are educated in the field. So I'd like you to consider taking that seriously. The norms have been otherwise, and anyone who is respectable has been accepted. I'd like to suggest that we, let's say, renovate the norms and start requiring or looking for people who have experience in the field to be having speaking say on the mental health board. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is Recorder Amy Meyer.
Chairman, board members, as you are aware, there's a resolution on the agenda tonight to abolish the Recorder of Deeds office. I'd like to remind everyone in here that this land office came about in 1812. This was before Madison County became a county, before Illinois was a state. The Goshen Trail was trotted so that people could come here to register their land deeds and their information. And yet we have now a resolution to abolish this that is being put forth by someone who's not even been elected yet. We have the current administration that is attempting to disassemble our government, and there's not even been a study shown that will indicate how this is to take place. Now, when I was elected for the second time to be the Recorder of Deeds here in Madison County, I took an oath to carry out my abilities to be the best Recorder of Deeds possible, to carry out the duties of that office. The duties of my office and my term do not conclude until December of 2020. And it is my intent to continue to carry out the duties of my office with the fine staff that I have. And yes, it does take people to run this office. Although we are automated, we look over everything. We had 21 rejections today. That doesn't happen automatically. So the people are an integral part of what needs to happen and who we need to keep in this office. But we also, for the balance of power within this Madison County government, need to maintain the recorder's office as an elected position. Now, I understand that folks may say, we're going to let the people decide. And I say to you, the people have decided. I was elected. The people decided to elect me to the recorder position to do my job, and that is what I intend to do. I would caution you all, as you consider this, that without a plan in place, without some true cost-saving measures studied, this is a fool's folly. And so please, before you go forward, not just for me, but for the goodness of our county government in general, for the long-term operations, please make sure that you understand what this office does and the importance of having this remain as an elected position. If anyone has questions about my office, I am always more than happy to address these questions. I'll end by saying we have a robust economy here. There is no need to try to save money in this regard. It is not a money savings. There's a lot of land transfers that are going on in Madison County, and they are continuing to grow. When people are in line at the grocery store, that's fine. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you.
Next on the agenda, we have the reconsideration of the rest the resolution to modify the Madison County personnel policies. Now, I actually took that off the agenda because I've signed it after it went through the personnel committee earlier this week. And so, but I've been told by the assistant state's attorney that we need to vote on this. So I would, do we have a motion on this reconsideration then?
We have a motion to
approve the resolution. So do we have a, I heard someone make a motion.
So moved.
Okay. This is a vote, Mr. Ezra, you're the one that wanted this. I've already signed it. So this is, it was signed by the personnel committee and the members of the personnel committee, and I've signed it. But, Mr. Ezra, you're saying that we need to vote on this?
I believe the ordinance requires a vote since it's been reconsidered.
So if I could have a motion to approve this resolution. Ms. Champoli, second. Mr. Madison, any discussion?
Question on the motion.
A point of personal privilege. A yes vote would mean to uphold this resolution.
Yes.
And a no vote would be against this resolution.
That's right.
Correct?
That's right. Yes. Any discussion? Yes. Mr. Parkinson?
So you signed this earlier this week, so are you now agreeing with this resolution?
Yes. I will explain why I wanted it. I wanted it to go to the personnel committee again because this resolution was given to the county board members, I think Mr. Michael said in the last meeting, 10 minutes before the meeting started. So I wanted it to be considered at more leisure and more notice, and I think it has been, and therefore here we are, and it went through the – essentially, I was satisfied after it went through the personnel committee. So any other comments or questions, Mr. Holliday?
Mr. What you're saying is that if we vote yes – are we voting to reconsider?
No.
So if we vote yes, we're
pass
voting
the
to
resolution.
Pass the resolution.
That's
Thank
right.
You. I just want to double check.
Yes. Yes. Mr. Futrell?
Mr. Ezra, shouldn't we follow the wording on the agenda and just vote the reconsideration down? I would hesitate to vote for or against something that's not technically on the agenda. Does that make sense?
Mr. Ezra, is this the proper way to do this?
Well, I don't think the chairman has the right to pull it. I think once he made the determination to reconsider it, which he rightfully did and properly did, it is automatically in your hands for reconsideration. There is no vote to reconsider. It is automatically before you for reconsideration. Therefore, and according to the ordinance, it must be brought for vote at the next meeting. So it has to be voted on.
Yes,
so
Mr. Asadorian.
Yes. My only question is, is there a simpler way of doing it since you signed the resolution that we approved last month? You already signed that.
Yes.
Is there a simpler way just to remove this item from the agenda?
Well, Mr. Ezra has reviewed it, and Mr. Ezra has given a legal opinion that we should vote on it. And so,
I do not believe it can be pulled whether the chairman had signed off on it or not. The statute, and as Mr. Hume just pointed out, there's a state statute that requires it to be voted on again because the reconsideration by the chairman was properly undertaken.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I call a question.
Yes. Very good. Roll call. May you. Motion carries. If we now go to we have four proposed appointments this evening. If anyone would like to separate those out.
Motion to separate.
Okay. All of them individually?
The Mental Health Board.
The Mental Health Board.
I would like number three separated.
Okay. So if we could consider them all individually. First, we have the appointment for David Nasaka to be appointed to the 708 Mental Health Board.
Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Minner.
I can't support these appointments to the Mental Health Board. I have nothing.
nothing against these people. I don't know them. However, I do know the board, their director, and the fine job that they've done for the last few years. And I do feel the administration has an agenda, one I think is to replace the director. She's done a great job, and I feel she's been treated unfairly. So I cannot support this, and I'll have to vote no.
Okay, if I could back up, I would entertain a motion to...
So moved.
Yes, with a second on... Okay, we have a motion and a second. Yes, further discussion? Mr. Petrillo?
Mr. Chairman and ladies and gentlemen of the board, I think there's something that we really seriously need to consider that has not been followed. And the Illinois compiled statutes for the mental health authorities, and a copy has been provided for you that's been highlighted. To avoid in the future problems that we're facing right now, and I know there's some frustration, but I think you need to realize twice this has been pulled off by the chairman, postponed by the chairman. Once we have asked to have it postponed. The seriousness of this is this. I believe firmly that Mrs. Roth and Mr. Ezra should meet and discuss 405 ILCS 20/3B from Chapter 91, 1/2, paragraph 303B, tenure of board members. Section 3B says, the term of the office of each member of the community mental health board shall be for 4 years, provided, however, that of the members first appointed, two shall be appointed for a term of 2 years, two for a term of 3 years, and three for a term of 4 years. All terms shall be measured from the first day of the year of appointment. Vacancies shall be filled for the unexpired term in the same manner as original appointments. This takes care of all these problems that we are, I guess to a degree, I'm going to say political. Because now it puts order, which was intended in the very first place, source of law 1965, page 1037. And I think to avoid things in the future, whomever may be sitting in front of us and whomever may be sitting in this gallery as elected officials, that this would take a lot of burden, a lot of stress off of each and every one of us. So I would hope that we would take this motion, withdraw it, and the second as well, and ask for, and I know you're not going to like this word, postponement, to give Mr. Ezra and Ms. Roth an opportunity to view this and get a definition of the people that we have appointed and for how long a terms are they serving. Now, if you don't want to consider that, well, actually, you already did the second one. I was going to propose we separate it. So, but I firmly believe, number one, we should follow the rules that were given in state statute.
I would invite Madam Clerk to speak to this, but I will tell you that I, in good faith, we have a list of all the boards and all the members of the boards, all the trustees, and that we had five members whose terms all expired in December of 2017. Now, I'm trusting that information is accurate. I received that information from Madam Clerk.
It's as accurate as the information provided to me from prior clerks.
So that's the record that we have, Mr. Petrillo. I have no reason to doubt that that's not correct.
Well, if I may, not to argue, but just bring, I think that's part of our problem, is what we're doing is we're bringing five at a time. We're bringing people that have no prior expertise. They have no experience. Now, I didn't want to bring this up, but I am, and I'm not going to mention a person's name, but one of the two appointees that we had recently, we had before our board some proposals, and one was by a particular agency that we have supported, And although we had information that we needed to consider other alternatives and consider other possibilities before we fully approved of their request, this particular individual who was recently appointed made the motion to accept every dollar that this agency wanted to receive. It represented one-tenth of their budget. It did not get a second. Now, that's part of our problem. If you take four and five people at a time, you're going to have these problems because you're going to have people with no history, no background, and no understanding. I would strongly recommend that we consider this and have this postponed until Mr. Ezra and Ms. Roth can address
it. Mr. Petrillo, are you making a motion to postpone for 1 month?
Yes, sir. I could put that in the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Parkinson. We have any discussion? We still have a motion to postpone. I think it's not debatable, so let's just have a vote on that motion to postpone.
I believe, sir, with all due respect, if I understand Robert Rules of Order correctly, you may debate a postpone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll take that. We do have a second. Mr. Parkinson has seconded. Any discussion? I'd like to have a vote relatively quickly so we can move on with the meeting. We do have a motion to postpone for 30 days. And is this for, Mr. Petrillo, to clarify, is this for both mental health board appointments?
Well, yes, sir. It would affect them. I think we understand, and I could be incorrect, and I, you know, for clarity's sake, somebody could explain it to me later. But I think the first two appointments we considered for 2 years, or for 4 years, I'm sorry. So just for clarity's sake, but yeah.
I just want to emphasize that with these appointments, there is a list of boards, a list of terms that expire. Never before have we seen the expiration dates argued. We receive it from the county clerk's office. Indeed, there were five members whose term all I didn't do that. That was what was received.
If I may, you're right. It was not you in any way, shape, or form. It had to be somebody, and I'm not, quite frankly, I don't care who it was, but at some point somebody fumbled the ball, and it became business as usual, where, quite frankly, I don't think it should have been business as usual. I think we should have been following the guidelines.
Mr. Chairman, it was not
your fault.
Mr. Petrillo, I appreciate the admonition because, to be perfectly honest, I have had this discussion with Ms. Roth on more than one occasion, but I've never been asked for an official opinion with regard to it. What had occurred, Ms. Roth can add to this, is that somewhere, as best as we can tell, in the 1970s or so, appointees and their terms somehow got mixed up. And starting in the 70s, they became four-year terms, and ultimately, through attrition or through reappointments, everybody got put on at the same time. The state statute does require a staggering, and I've talked to Ms. Roth about this, and we are more than happy to assist the board in attempting to do that if that's what the board wants to do. But you are correct, that's what the state statute is, and I wanted you to know that, in fact, we have had that discussion.
I do want to point out that there are five members of this board that their terms expired, five that expired in December. So this evening we are only considering two. If we were to vote to approve or disapprove these two, I will promise that we would review this, the rest of the other members, in terms of what we could do. This is a case that the first time I've heard about this.
But
I'd like to move along and go ahead and vote, if possible, quickly on this motion to postpone.
I do have a comment to that logic, is that we've already appointed two, I believe a year ago, so we are not going to be within the guidelines of this law. If we pass these people tonight, we would be violating this state law, 405 LLCS 20/3B. Have to get back on track. I don't care what other people did. I'm not going to violate the law. And if anybody here wants to, that's on you, but I'm not going to violate the law.
Yes, Ms. Schiappoli?
Mr. Parkinson, that is actually not correct. So
If you read this, it was set up so that these terms are staggered. There should be two due, two due, two due, one due. So last year we did two. Right now we're going to create a backlog.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My question would be, are those two for 2 years, or are they for 3 years?
We have
no clarification.
They're all for four.
Then we have gone against the statute.
Exactly.
Okay, Mr. Wesley?
If you read the entire book, which I have read actually this entire booklet, that staggering of 2 years, 3 years, 4 years was only when they were when this board initially began. And after that, it was each term to be 4 years. Now that was, if you are appointed in January, your year starts in July of that year, your term actually starts in January. That, even though you're only serving 6 months of that year, that counts as an entire year for you.
I would like to make a point here. Mr. Petrillo, it would have been nice for you to come to me before the meeting so we don't have these debates at the meeting, but I'll now go to Mr. Wesley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not a proponent of postponing things that we need to act on, but in this case, if we were to postpone this, are we going to be any closer to having this resolved in April than we are today? If we're not going to be any closer, then I see no reason to postpone it.
Any other discussion? Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would think that if Mr. Ezra had a chance to look at these terms, then we would be able to determine the different lengths of terms of the existing members of the board and find out if these 2 4-year terms were approved, would they be 4 4-year terms then in play? I think it's a good idea, as Mr. Petrillo pointed out.
I'd like to move the meeting along. I know this was – I sure would have appreciated if someone had a question about this. It sure would have been nice for us to bring it forward.
Mr. Chairman, I wish to apologize to you. That was not my intent. I apologize.
I'd like to call the question on the motion to postpone.
First of all, that's a debatable motion. It takes 2/3 vote to call the question. But I have a point of personal privilege. I believe that my colleague, Mr. Moore, was interrupted and was unable to.
I'm sorry, I didn't intend to interrupt you, Mr. Moore. I thought that you had concluded your comment.
I was basically concluded, but I do think it's important for someone to look at the length of terms of the existing members to include these two new members for a 4-year term to make sure we do have staggered terms.
Yes, any additional discussion? Yes, Mr. Asadorian.
Yeah, just to clarify, the very last sentence in this says, vacancies shall be filled for the unexpired term in the same manner as original appointments. So this does need to be looked at, need to be addressed, and then brought back to the board as to where the unexpired terms are. With the 3-year term factor in there, there are going to be times throughout history where you're going to have more people up for reappointment than you normally do. That odd number kind of throws it off.
We do have a motion on the floor to postpone for 30 days. Hearing no further discussion, I would call the question. A vote, I would be a vote to, and if we could go ahead and.
Yes, would be a motion to postpone.
Does this require a 2/3?
No.
Okay.
So if I could call a roll call on the motion to postpone. For 30 days.
Does it require a 2/3?
No.
Previous question motion needs a second, is not debatable, is not amendable, and needs a 2/3 vote.
Didn't get seconded, though, so.
And I'm not sure that the chairman, in terms of parliamentary procedure, can call the previous question. Only a member of the floor can do that.
What?
No disrespect to the chairman.
I'd like to move the meeting along, and if we want to postpone this for 30 days, let's make a decision. So I would like to call the roll call. Very good. Let's vote.
Yes. Second.
Now we vote.
We're voting on the postponement, correct?
Yes.
No, we're voting to postpone.
On what?
We're voting to postpone.
Okay.
Whether to postpone or not for 30 days.
Mr. Chairman, I would prefer to go by the letter of the law and postpone it. Then we can all feel comfortable when we...
We're voting right now, okay?
Vote yes.
Mr. Chapman, would you...
would you prefer to abstain?
The motion carries to postpone. So these two are postponed for 1 month. Okay. The next two are separated out. We have, if I could have a motion to appoint State Park Place Street Light District, Julie Redmond.
So move.
So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. It doesn't, but if
that's okay. We're with
you. We could do a roll call. Motion carries. We now, I would entertain a motion to appoint Kelly Schmidt to a 4-year term of the Madison County Transit District. Mr. Madison? Second. Mr. McCray? Any discussion? Mr. Malone?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I respect your right to make these appointments, and as we've discussed in the past, elections do have consequences. I certainly expect that I will not be reappointed to this board, but Dan Corbett is very nonpartisan in nature. He is the backboard of the Madison County Transit Board and also the ACT Board. He has served with great distinction. I have no qualms with Mrs. Schmidt. She seems to be a highly qualified candidate, but this is the wrong time to appoint her. I believe that Dan Corbett should be reappointed to the board. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Can you second for me, please?
Hearing no further discussion, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Walters, if it's okay with you, as chairman of the executive committee, if we could move these to the end of the agenda in case someone would like to go into executive session.
I have no problem with that, Mr.
Thank you.
Chairman.
Mr. Madison, on behalf of the Facilities Management Committee, would you please bring in the resolution?
Chairman, fellow board members, the Facilities Committee has a resolution to award a contract for asbestos abatement services for the boiler room at the Madison County Wood River facility. For Madison County Facilities Management, where the services went out to bid, there were six bidders. The low bid was Midwest Services Group at $139,880, and I move for its approval.
Second.
We have a second. Mr. Chapman, any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I must abstain on this vote.
Okay. Hearing no discussion, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Champoli, on behalf of the Finance Committee, if you could please bring in the items.
Yes, Finance Chairman and fellow board members, the Finance and Government Operations Committee has two items on the agenda. It's a summary report for claims and transfer. This is all on your desk. And immediate emergency appropriation 2018 Illinois Tobacco Free Program. Passed unanimously, and I ask for your approval. Sorry.
I need a second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Yes, Mr. Moore, on behalf of the Government Operations. Oh, let me announce the motion carries. Mr. Moore, on behalf of the Government Operations Committee, if you could bring in the two resolutions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The first resolution The Government Relations Committee has unanimously approved the resolution to support the American steel industry and U.S. Steel Granite City Works. I move that this resolution to support our local economy by bringing back as many 500 jobs to laid-off workers be adopted by this board.
Mr. Moore, could you please read the resolution regarding the American steel industry and U.S. Steel Granite City Works?
The entire resolution? Resolution to support the American steel industry and U.S. Steel Granite City Works. Whereas the Granite City Steel Mill has operated since 1878, it was originally founded by the brothers William and Frederick Niederringhaus.
Niederringhaus.
My apologies. As the Granite Iron Rolling Mills, and most recently owned by the United States Steel Corporation. And whereas the Granite City Steel Mill has been an industry leader in the sheet steel products for customers in the construction, container, piping, and tubing, service center, and automotive industries, and an annual raw steel making capacity of 2.8 million net tons. And whereas domestic steel makers continue to lose substantial sales to foreign countries, particularly China and South Korea, which dumped their steel products into the United States market. And whereas due to the disruptions in the steel market starting in October 2015, United States Steel Corporation temporarily idled the Granite City Mill, laying off 2,080 steel workers. And whereas on March 1, 2018, following President Donald Trump's decision to impose tariffs on imported steel, United States Steel Corporation announced it would restart Blast Furnace B at the Granite City Steel Mill. And whereas Granite City Steel is a vital part of the Metro East economy and the lives of thousands of families and the financial well-being of the region were adversely impacted by unfairly traded steel products. And whereas the United States Steel Corporation's plan will support the anticipated increase in demand for steel and bring back as many as 500 laid-off workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of the County of Madison, Illinois, on this 21st day of March 2018, that Madison County supports the tariffs imposed on steel goods, which protects the American steel industry and the United States Steel Corporation.
Mr. Moore, thank you. Is it okay with you if we would consider this resolution alone? And we would vote on this alone and then consider the resolution regarding the Recorder of Deeds separately?
That's fine with me, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So
I don't believe anybody asked for that to be separated.
Well, I'm asking if it's okay with Mr. Moore's.
I think you're playing politics, sir.
Can we separate it, please, Mr. Chairman?
Yes. So we have a any discussion regarding the resolution? Hearing none.
The
roll call.
Was there a
second?
The Recorder resolution.
No. Second.
There was a second.
Or steel mill. Which one?
Yes. The first resolution, okay. The resolution to support the American steel industry and U.S. Steel Granite City Works.
Second.
Okay. Roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Moore, if you would please bring in the resolution to present a public question via a countywide referendum abolishing the office of the Madison County Recorder of Deeds.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the Government Relations Committee has unanimously passed the resolution to present a public question via a countywide referendum abolishing the elected office of the Madison County Recorder of Deeds. I move that this resolution to consolidate services by merging functions and responsibilities of the Office of Recorder of Deeds into the Office of the Madison County Clerk be adopted by this board so that the electorate will be given the opportunity to vote for or against this referendum on the November 6th ballot, 2018, and take effect by December 7th, 2020.
We have a second. Any discussion? Yes, Mr. Assadourian.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. What information, what data, what discussions were held with other department heads that justify the ability for the county to do this and for the other department to absorb that responsibility? As was said earlier, there was no study done. You know, we're just throwing it out there and saying, hey, let's let the people decide whether or not to keep this position or that position. What's next? Who's next? You know, if you have a valid study to present that show numbers and facts and savings and whatever, you know, present them. I'd like to be more informed on this. I don't see any direct advantage except that we're saving a person's salary. And really, come on. This person was elected by the people. So show us some information on it. Show us a study done. Show us something. That's all.
Ms. Dutton?
I would just like to address that. The Illinois Constitution allows us to separate or consolidate these offices. And with our population size, we are not required to have a recorder. Other counties are doing this. Out of the 102 counties in our state, overwhelmingly, they're all moving to this. Just last night, McHenry County put it to their voters on a referendum, and it passed overwhelmingly. I believe it was 79% to 21%. And their population size is larger than ours. Other counties are doing it successfully. It's working. The counties who have done it have done studies and have done surveys for their customers to show that no services have been lost. It's been a smooth transition.
I don't see that report. I don't see anything referencing it. You know, I hear somebody talk about it, but, you know.
Okay. Mr. Holliday.
Yeah, my question was also about, was there an appropriate study done so we can see specifically where the savings would be with the elimination of the recorder of these offices? Also, will those that are currently working in the office lose their jobs? And where will the money be appropriated to? You know, what are the plans for this? We haven't saw any plans. We just saw conjecture of what other people have done.
Thank you. Mr. Chapman?
I am for this resolution. And I think that the population, the voters of Madison County, are smart enough to figure out whether they wish to abolish this position after robust public discussion. I think that they will make the right decision. And I urge my colleagues to vote yes on this resolution.
Mr. Madison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think, I know I've heard some talk about studies here, but I think we have an excellent study that we've done recently. We know what the budgets are for both offices. Those budgets were passed. Those offices are going to retain their budgets. The office is going to remain in place. It's just not going to have an elected official over it. I think we know our exact costs, and we will find our exact savings at the end of the fiscal year.
I will mention, Mr. Assadourian, that this has been reviewed by three committees, Government Operations Committee, the Tax Cycle Committee, and also the Finance Committee. Yes, Mr. McCray.
Yeah, the obvious, is the salary of the recorder. You have IMRF, health insurance, other, you know, indirect costs of employment, Social Security, and things like that. So I think we could easily say $150,000 a year. Let's just say it's 100. Over 10 years, that's $1 million right there. I think that right there is one thing that would warrant study in and of itself. The fact is, in the last 10 years, I believe there have been four different recorders duly elected. It isn't anything against anybody in particular. And as the recorder said tonight, the important thing is the people that do the day-to-day operation are going to be there. I don't think any union employee is going to lose their job has anything to worry about. And their professionalism and the jobs they do are highly regarded, we understand that.
Any additional discussion?
Yes.
Yes,
Mr.
Holliday.
So you say that they were not going to be supervised? Will they be supervised?
You talking to me or Tom?
I'm
talking to the chairman.
Are you speaking
whoever.
I
Will they be supervised, or will all of that be put on Debbie?
They would go to under the county clerk's auspices, and that's what's commonly done. Cook County did it, the largest county in the state of Illinois, I think the second largest county in the United States. McHenry County passed it last night, so it's going to happen in McHenry County.
Yeah.
So, which is a larger county than Madison.
But these counties were strapped for money. We're not in the same predicament they are.
The way that we're not strapped for money is we look forward, and we look now to save, to do, you know, this is really the low-hanging fruit of, you know, of, in my opinion, of a, you know, the layers of government that Illinois has in place.
Very good.
It just seemed like you're just trying to get rid of a person, and that's it to me.
Very good. Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Jones, if you could please, on behalf of the Grants Committee, bring in the resolutions. Need a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Maxwell, on behalf of the Planning and Development Committee, could you please bring in the resolutions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I have a number of resolutions, and I will separate one out separate from what you have on your agenda. Z180011 will be separate. I would move at this time that we move for approval for Z180009, Z180010, and Z180013. These were approved by all members of the committee, and I move for their adoption.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Maxwell.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I move for Z180011 for its adoption. It was approved by a majority vote of the committee, and I move for its adoption.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion?
Just a synopsis of what's the issue here?
The issue on this one specifically is that the variance was given for a private tract of land that would allow it to be half the size of what the county calls out for.
I read where it requires 2 acres, and
yes.
We're going to go to 1 acre.
Yes.
You know, I'm not real big on variances, especially when you're talking about 50% variance. You know, I could see where, you know, somebody wanting to put up a fence that's 2 feet within a line or something, that's a lot different. But we're talking about half of it, of, you know, 50% of the requirement that we set forth to be allowed to be varied. And it just, I don't like variance.
Mr. Petrillo?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I voted no against this, and I will vote no again. And the only reason I'm voting no is because we lack consistency. And if our planning and development is going to move forward with plans that they have, I think we need to be more consistent. In my personal opinion, we had over 7 acres available here. We took a small portion, a small corner, and we could have extended, I don't know if it was east-west or whatever, but it would have been a treed area that nobody's going to pay much attention to. It would have fallen within the 2 acres, and we would have been consistent with the work that the planning and development is trying to do. So that's the only reason that I vote no.
Yes, any additional discussion? Mr. Madison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our zoning rule regulations were designed to be somewhat flexible not set in stone. And we vote for to approve variances almost every meeting. It is commonplace, not uncommon. And this one-acre lot size, that's a big lot. It's not a little lot. It's a huge piece of property. We have said that the committee voted yes in a majority with one vote that was no, because there was no.
It was two votes.
Pardon me.
I'm sorry. I'm just correcting. There were two votes.
That's fine. But a majority passed it. It's in Mr. McCray's district, and it fits the area in lot sizes. And I don't know how we can force somebody to have to buy an extra acre because we say so.
Mr. Asadorian.
Yes, I believe the key word there was somewhat flexible. 50% is not somewhat flexible.
Flexible is flexible.
But not somewhat.
Okay, Mr. Michael.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you. The only thing that I want to point out as a member of the committee, we don't just do these haphazardly. Take our job very seriously when we look at these, and we have a robust discussion. And then aside from our discussion here, keep in mind we also have the ZBA, and the zoning board goes out to the site and actually looks at it, and they voted 5-0 unanimously to approve this. So the experts themselves voted unanimously to approve this.
Any additional discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I believe...
Yes, Mr. McCray.
I'm not sure. When I saw this initially, it says Morrow, which is actually some parts of Meadowbrook do have a Morrow mailing address. But on Kennedy Drive, I believe this would be serviced by City Water. Is that, am I correct, Matt? Yes. And it may be even City Sewer, correct? Yeah. So this isn't like it's a, this is City Water and City Sewer.
Actually, Tom, he said this one is on private sewage.
It's on private sewage, okay. Yes, City Water and a septic tank or whatever. Okay. And so I think it is fitting with the neighborhood, and you know, if the neighbors concurred at the zoning hearing and things like that, I would have no problem with it. So I would support this variance.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Maxwell, if you could please bring in the resolution authorizing a text amendment.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Planning and Development Committee has a resolution authorizing a text amendment to Chapter 92 of the Madison County Subdivision Control Ordinance. It was approved unanimously by the committee, and I move for its adoption.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Glasper, on behalf of the Public Safety Committee, if I could please ask you to bring in both the license report and place that on file, which we won't have to vote on, and then if you could please bring in the other two resolutions together.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. We, your Public Safety Committee, would like to file our license report covering amusement licenses and place it on file. And along with the Government Operations Committee, your Public Safety Committee has a resolution to purchase mobile software maintenance contract renewal on computer-aided dispatch system for the Madison County Sheriff's Office. And I move for its adoption.
Okay, this is, we're just...
Oh, you want
this
both
is,
of them?
If you would, please.
And also a resolution to purchase non-mobile software maintenance contract renewal on computer-aided dispatch system for the Madison County 911 emergency telephone system. And I move for their adoption.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Chapman, if you could please bring in the resolution on behalf of the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I move the property tax resolution unanimously approved by the Tax Cycle Committee on Tuesday, March 13th, by the Tax Cycle Committee, be approved by the board.
We have a second?
Yes.
Any discussion? Roll call. Mr. Holliday, if you could please bring in the minutes. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, if you could please vote. Your vote is not registering. Motion carries. Mr. Holliday, if you could please bring in the minutes of the December 20th meeting. And we could, I'm asking for a bring that in for the approval. These minutes have to be approved.
I'm not sure where
from
you
the Board of Health.
You're calling to order the Madison County Board of Health Board.
Yes, we have to approve these minutes, evidently.
I ask that the minutes be approved if presented.
Okay. We're skipping forward to the Board of Health. Yeah.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Are all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And then, Mr. Holliday, if you could please bring in the report from the Health Department Committee.
Well, I just ask that the activity report be placed on file as presented.
Okay. Very good.
I also have one other thing. This month is National Nutrition Month, and eat right for your lifestyle. There is no one diet that is right for everyone, so it's important to follow a healthful eating plan that's packed with tasty food and that keeps your unique lifestyle in mind.
Thank you. Mr. Walters, if we could go back to the executive committee, if you could please bring in the resolutions, the two resolutions.
Okay. Executive board met. We have two resolutions, one approving the collective bargaining agreement between Madison County Board, the Teamsters Local Union 525 for Madison County Highway Department, another one approving the collective bargaining agreement between Madison County Board and the Teamster Local Union 525 for Madison County Animal Control Department. I ask for your approval.
Any discussion?
Second.
Have a second. Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Is there any new business that anyone would like to bring up? Mr. Ballone.
Not necessarily new business, Mr. Chairman, but I wanted to let the board know. I don't know if Mr. Scheibel's still here, but that is an issue that has been discussed on the transit board before. And since he's bringing it up again, I'm assuming that we'll consider that again. Thank you.
I'd like to comment
on that. Mr. Parkinson.
There is a group of artists located in Granite City that work on different sculptures. Would be a good place to begin for that endeavor.
Very good. Mr. Walters?
Yeah. I want to thank the board for their approval of the steel workers. And I want to, I don't think people really realize the work that was put into this. And I really have to stand up and give a big kudos to Congressman Mike Boss. Without him, this doesn't go through. He was the lead guy on this. He stood up against not only Democrats but Republicans and worked with the president to get this done, which is thus helping us bring 500 jobs back to this county. So I do want to give him big kudos because without him, we don't get it done.
Mrs. Hawkins.
Yes, I just want to say that I see where Mr. Maxwell was appointed as a U.S. Marshal. I'm very, very pleased with that. I served with him on planning and development. He was an excellent chairman of that, and I wish him well into his new venture.
Mr. Maxwell, could you please give us an update on that process?
Actually, Mr. Chairman, I cannot comment on that until Senate confirmation has actually been confirmed.
Very good. Mr. Holliday.
I'd like to also give kudos to Mr. Yancey up there for the working for the steelworkers.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
I'd also like to acknowledge Mayor Hagnar of Granite City and Dan Simmons, the local labor leader of the unions, for all their efforts through the last 2 years in working on that as well.
Any additional new business? Mr. Petrillo.
Along with everything else that's been said, there's also other small companies that are now beginning to look in and around the Granite City area that deal with steel, and that's going to be additional jobs other than what we've already heard that there's going to be proposed. So it's all good news.
Any additional new business?
Chairman.
Yes, Mr. McCray.
I would share my colleague's views on the resolution to support steel. My wife is a nurse at Gateway there at the hospital in Granite City, and it is incredible the impact that the steel mill has on as Mr. Petrillo said, not just the steel industry, but all the peripheral related industries as well. My dad worked at Laclede Steel in Alton for over 40 years. When he retired, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins all, so I have a soft place in my heart for steel. So I'm thrilled to have him back in action.
Yes, Mr. Madison.
Mr. Chairman, I would also like to congratulate Granite City for this huge opportunity, and I would like to say that I'm very happy that the 1% sales tax didn't pass, because it would have given Granite City the highest sales tax in the nation at 10.35%, second behind only Chicago at 10.25%. So that is a great deal for Granite City.
Yes, Mr. Chapman.
I would just like to thank my fellow colleagues for voting for this resolution about the tariffs. I think President Trump stood up to a number of different special interest groups and to foreign governments that have been taking advantage of us. And so thank you for supporting this effort.
Any additional new business?
Hearing none. Sure.
I'm sorry. Yes, Mr. Fasson. Any additional new business? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I already made one.
Hearing a first. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Have a good evening.